You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
A lifelong, loving home for every pet. Wow, what a fabulous vision. But how do you accomplish such a monumental endeavor? There's the matter of adoption, neutering, physically getting the pets to their new homes, educating new and existing pet owners, research, emergency services. It would seem impossible for one organization to tackle all of these issues, let alone triumph. But my guest, Julie Wright of PetSmart Charities, will share with us the vision of how this is becoming a reality. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Introducing the new Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection, exclusively at PetSmart. I created it for the pets that rock your world.
Shop the Brett Michaels Pets Rock Collection and celebrate PetSmart's 25th anniversary with up to 25% off thousands of items on the PetSmart site. Plus, free shipping on orders of $49 or more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com. That's PetSmartDeal.com. PetSmartDeal.com.
X-Power is a global brand that offers a complete line of stand dryers, cage dryers, and multiple blasters that cater to both home and professional groomers. Designed to be quiet, lightweight, and powerful, X-Power pet dryers will save you time, energy, and money. The X-Power B2 Pro at Home Dryer is the perfect gift for family and friends. Please check out our specials at ViperPet.com and Amazon.com. For more information, visit xpower.ws or call 855-855-8868.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Julie, thank you very much for being with us. I have a feeling a lot of people don't know about PetSmart Charities. You know about PetSmart, but PetSmart Charities. What is it? How long has it been around?
Well, first, I want to thank you for having me on today. PetSmart Charities was founded in 2004, and a lot of people do not know about us. They don't know about the behind-the-scenes work that we're doing. We are a nonprofit, independent 501c3, and our donations and support for our programs come from individuals and donors across the country. When individuals go into the PetSmart store and when they're checking out and it says, do you want to donate $1, $2, $5 to help a homeless pet, those funds come to PetSmart Charities, as well as additional donations from other individuals to be able to do the work that we're doing.
So you'd think, boy, it's part of PetSmart, just PetSmart picks up the bill for this. But that's not the case.
No, that's not the case. We are actually a separate charity. We are the largest funder of animal welfare efforts in North America, and we've been able to provide over $134 million in grants and programs that benefit animal welfare organizations, and we've helped save the lives of more than 5 million pets just through the PetSmart Charities adoption centers in the stores. And then also for 7 consecutive years, we've received the highest 4-star rating from Charity Navigator, which is America's largest independent evaluator of charities. So with the expertise of the staff here at PetSmart Charities, we are able to work with animal welfare organizations across the country and be able to take those donors' dollars and make a huge impact in animal welfare.
I think that's one of the biggest drawbacks, concerns a lot of people have about donating to organizations, because they may have really slick TV campaigns. You know, they may have those advertisements that just pull on your heartstrings and you want to just give them all of your money, and then find out that, oh, such a small percentage of your dollars actually goes to what you'd hope it goes to. It actually goes for overhead or salaries, but it sounds like that's not the way with PetSmart Charities.
No, that's not the case with PetSmart Charities, and that's one of the things that we pride ourselves upon. The program managers who actually work within my team, the Grants and Field Initiatives team, are all experts in the field. We've all come from backgrounds of working in animal welfare in addition to for-profit experience. So when we have an evaluator who's looking at, you know, where's the next spay-neuter clinic that's going to do high-volume, high-quality spay-neuter is happening, you can rest assured that the program manager who is reviewing that has actually run a spay-neuter clinic and is able to really evaluate that grant proposal and be able to spend those donor dollars in the best way possible.
You're talking about background. What's your background? Where did you come from for this PetSmart Charities position that you presently have, and what do you do?
Well, I'm the director of Grants and Field Initiatives and the Rescue Wagon program. So I started with PetSmart Charities several years ago. Prior to coming to PetSmart Charities, I oversaw a spay-neuter clinic, a high-volume clinic that was in Seattle, Washington, that worked on free-roaming cats. And then prior to that, I was with Best Friends Animal Society, a nationally known organization who has their No More Homeless Pets campaign. And I was able to work for them on setting up No More Homeless Pets types of programs for the West Coast region. But prior to that, I did have a corporate life of over 16 years in leadership and management with a Fortune 100 company and had the opportunity to gain a lot of management experience.
You can tell the passion in your voice that you have this marvelous background, that you've been able now to pull all this financial expertise and not just have a big heart, which we can tell you have, into something that is helping so many animals. You were talking about this grant funding. What are some of the different programs you're talking about, spay and neuter? Now, most people think of going into a PetSmart and not thinking of taking their pet there to be spayed.
Well, and at PetSmart, we actually don't do the spay-neuters there. So the spay-neuter clinics that we fund are independent nonprofit organizations as well. So they're separate organizations that what we do is we assist them with setting up clinics through providing them with grant funding for medical equipment. So the organization goes out, a nonprofit, again, a 501c3. They set up a profile on becoming a nonprofit spay-neuter clinic. They go through specific training, and when they get to the point where they're ready to actually open up the clinic after some mentorship with our organization, then we provide them with grant funds for the medical equipment, which is usually in the range of $80,000 per clinic.
So besides having the adoption, now those animals can be taken someplace to be spayed, so then hopefully we'll keep down that overall population that comes back in that perpetual cycle that goes on.
Yes, our funding is primarily in two, I guess, pillars, you could describe them, and that would be the adoptions and in spay-neuter, because we really feel that the combination of these two funding pillars is crucial to making that impact in reducing pet homelessness. So that's why most of our grant funding is around those two areas.
And PetSmart does not sell pets, correct? I know there's birds and little reptiles and little pocket pets, but you're not in the market of selling cats and dogs.
Yes. For PetSmart, a separate organization, since 1988, PetSmart's founders made a conscious decision that they did not want to sell dogs and cats. And as a result, they allocated space in their stores for pet adoption agencies who could utilize that space to help them address pet overpopulation by bringing in animals from their local rescues or their shelters and being able to adopt out of the stores. And that actual area is managed by PetSmart Charities. It's donated space to us, and then we have that space allocated out to different 501c3 and animal rescue groups.
I do find it's one of the hardest things when I go into PetSmart, and that's where I purchase my cat's food and their toys and all the rest of the fun things. I go, oh, the adoption area, you walk by. They always look so clean, so healthy, so happy. So you folks are really doing a marvelous job of making people aware, here's a pet. Some of them are older, some of them are younger, that need a home, a great way for you to expand your family. Where are these pets coming from?
So these pets are coming from organizations all across the U.S. So each PetSmart Adoption Center, PetSmart Charities Adoption Center, has a particular animal welfare group in that community who is bringing in the pets to be adopted. So it could be your local SPCA, it could be a rescue group who has pulled from a municipal agency, it could be an actual city or county government office that is in there adopting out their pets. So truly, these are the pets of your community that when you go in to adopt, they're coming right from your specific area. And we do about 7,000 adoptions across the country per week out of the adoption centers.
That's great. Huge numbers. One of the things you'd mentioned earlier was Rescue Wagon. What's that?
Well, Rescue Wagon is really an exciting program. The Rescue Wagon program just celebrated its 50,000th dog that has been transported since we began the program in 2004. And Rescue Wagon that PetSmart Charities started was really the first, we believe, national transport program. What it does is it saves lives by relocating adoptable dogs and puppies that are in overcrowded shelters, and we move them to destination shelters where, believe it or not, there is a need for puppies and they're in high demand for certain dogs. So by doing this, we're able to work with groups, with shelters, in areas that they may not have a chance to be adopted, and move them into an area where they are more than likely adopted within a week or 2 weeks at these shelters.
I always find it interesting traveling throughout the United States. Certain pockets of the United States just seem to have a penchant for a particular breed. So you may go, for instance, I went to UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine near Sacramento, and up there are Australian cattle dogs. You just see them all over the place. And now that I'm in Southern California, it's the rare one that walks through the door. So it seems to be the same thing that here this Rescue Wagon is moving pets around to where they're needed in the United States.
That's exactly right. And what's so unique about this program and why I'm so excited about it is it's really comprised of three parts. So it's not just the pet transport program, which is a very important part to relocate those dogs and puppies to areas where they can be adopted. But we also work with capacity building for the organizations in the area because we want to make sure that the source where these animals are coming from, that we're really addressing the issue there at the source. And that includes working with the shelters to ensure that all of their animals are spay and neutered before they're adopted, helping them with cleaning protocols, humane transport of the animals. So that's one part of it. And then we also offer a mentorship program, which is just fabulous. So again, PetSmart Charities has mentors who actually work with these organizations to help them improve their shelter facilities and their operations. And then hopefully these organizations that are at the source can then work within their community and expand their ability to do more adoptions there.
I'm interested, how do you transport these animals? Is it going to be by individual person who just pops them in the car? Do you have semis, planes? How do you get, and is it just dogs? How do you get them around the United States?
Well, that's a great question because we hear so much about these transport programs that are kind of popping up all over the country. The Rescue Wagon program is actual vehicles that are dedicated to this. So the vehicles, we have everything from large trucks with stainless steel cages that hold certain number of animals to sprinter type vans that are also Rescue Wagon vehicles that hold different size cages depending upon what the need is. These animals are transported in a very humane way in separate cages. They have breaks that they receive. We only transport a certain number of hours and within a certain number of distance. And before every animal is actually put on the vehicle and selected on who's going to be able to move on the Rescue Wagon, they've already been vetted, vaccinated, had behavioral assessments done. Because we really want to make sure that the animals that we're transporting from the source have every chance of success in their new home at the destination. So these programs, this route, are pretty much from the East Coast and Midwest sections and a little bit in Central as well. And that's kind of our programs that we have so far set up.
Do I see a Rescue Wagon vehicle on the road? Do I know what it looks like, or are you doing somewhat surreptitiously so I don't know that these are little dogs and cats going by?
You may see one of our wrapped vehicles. It'll say the Rescue Wagon, and it'll say sponsored by PetSmart Charities going down the road. So if you're, you know, in the Midwest section, it's very possible that you'll see these vehicles on the road. They're on the road every week. Some do two routes a week in the different regions.
So it's cats and dogs.
It's dogs. Right now, it's dogs. It's just dogs and puppies, because at this point, we haven't come to a point where we have a shelter who's in need of cats. Like, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of cats still in shelters that need homes.
So spay and neuter, and then hopefully those numbers will go down. So far, you told us about adoption, spay and neuter, getting these pets around. But every once in a while, we know here in the United States and throughout the world, there are emergencies that arise. What is PetSmart Charities doing with regard to emergency relief for pets?
Sure. So we have our emergency relief program. And this program was really, you know, started right around the Katrina time when everybody kind of had a need for emergency relief. But our emergency relief program is for both man-made and natural disasters. And the emergency relief program allows us to provide funding and resources such as equipment that might be needed in the event of a large-scale disaster. And this could be a hurricane, a fire, or a multiple animal rescue disaster where maybe it's a hoarding case where an organization has to take in, you know, a large number of animals at that time. And what we have is 6 53-foot semi-trailers that we have strategically placed across the U.S. They're preloaded with donated emergency supplies. So as soon as we get that call that there's a need, we're able to have those trailers be immediately sent out to the areas where we can help save those animals.
So this is somewhat of pet FEMA that's out there.
Exactly. And you can see these big, huge trailers on the road in the event of a disaster or a man-made disaster. It'll say PetSmart Charities Emergency Relief Wagon. And you can know inside there's enough supplies to probably help up to 500 pets. And that's everything from generators and tents and fans to food and crates.
Now, is this just cats and dogs that you're addressing the needs of?
Primarily, it's cats and dogs, but again, with the tents and the generators and litter and crates, it can be used for multiple. But primarily, what we see is the need is for dogs and cats.
I think this is so important because you, as PetSmart Charities, is planning ahead. But it's so important. I always tell my clients, make sure that you have an emergency plan put together for yourself, for the entire family. So that includes your pets. And if you have horses or livestock, that you've also taken into account their needs. Check with neighbors. You know, make sure if you're away at work, somebody can come in, grab your pets, get going, making sure they always have identification on them, that you have, you know, a pet first aid kit, a backpack so you can have your own food, water in there in case you need to rely on it or scoop suddenly. But you also have that backpack made up for your pets with food and water and medications, identification, vaccine history. It sounds like it's a pain in the derriere to get it all together. But I have it for my pets. And right now here in Southern California, it's very hot. It's very dry. And I keep sniffing the air for, you know, smell of fire because I know it could happen at any time.
You're exactly right. And you can never be, you know, too prepared. You just never know. That's why it's an emergency. You just never know when that moment may strike when you need to evacuate with your animals. We also have a list on our website in the event of an emergency of how to be prepared. So there's information if anyone's interested on the PetSmartCharities.org website under emergency relief. And we have some information there as well.
Good information. Well, we're going to take a short break for some information from our sponsors. We're going to be right back. I'm talking with Julie White, and she's with PetSmart Charities. Stay tuned.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Dyson. The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well-informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to AudibleDeals.com. That's AudibleDeals.com.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets.
From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Julie, this is fabulous. I mean, there is so much that I have a feeling many people didn't know of what PetSmart Charities is doing for our animal population and for the pet owners that love them. Some of the other projects that I know that you've been involved with is trying to find homes for pets, especially during the holidays. Tell us a little bit about that project.
We have a National Adoption Weekend coming up in November. So we have adoption events that go on throughout the year, but there's four times a year we do national adoption events. And one of those is coming up November 11th through the 13th, and that'll be at every one of our local stores. There'll be the national adoption event. This is also a great time. We have Lucky and Chance. And for those who have seen them in the past, these are our stuffed animals that PetSmart sells in their store during the holiday season. They're available starting November 1st. There is a limited quantity. But these stuffed animals are a great way to, you know, make a purchase for a gift for someone, but know that it also helps homeless pets, because PetSmart is going to donate 10% of the proceeds to PetSmart charities. So again, this is a great giving way to help homeless pets and help PetSmart charities do the work that we're doing, and also ensure that we can continue to get, you know, help the individual organizations adopt more animals throughout the year.
You have events that are going on throughout the year, and you also have what I think is great are these grants that are available. Who can apply for the grants? What are your criteria?
So for applying for a grant, and we have grants in the U.S. and in Canada, so if they're a Canadian organization, they can also apply for a separate set of funding that we have available. But in the U.S., you have to be a nonprofit organization, so you have to be a 501c3. You have to have at least 12 months of financial records. So again, we want to make sure that we're good stewards of donors' dollars and that we are funding reputable, sustainable organizations. We don't fund private foundations, but we do fund government and law enforcement institutions or tribal entities that have a budget for animal care and control.
What are some of the projects that you have funded in the past?
So some of the projects that we funded in the past, in addition to the spay-neuter equipment type grants, is we have our targeted grants and our free-roaming grants. These two grants are, again, for any organization who does spay-neuter in their community for targeted would be for a specific need. So, for example, there's a lot of small dogs, chihuahuas, in the Los Angeles area.
And it so is we've amazing, had yes.
I know that is. So we've had organizations apply for funding that is specific to providing low-cost spay-neuter for just those types of dogs. Again, because when you go to a shelter and you see a predominant number of dogs, you really, of chihuahuas or if they're pit bulls, then that's the area that they may be targeting. Another way to target is looking at a specific demographic area where a large intake of animals or puppies or kittens are coming from, and you can really see that there might be a need in that community for some assistance with spay-neuter. So that's our targeted grants. We also have our free-roaming cat grants. How many of us have seen that kind of neighborhood cat that nobody really owns, but everyone kind of owns by taking care of it in some way or another, whether it's providing it with some shelter or food? We offer free-roaming cat grants, so that's where the neighborhood cat can get altered at a reduced cost or for free through our free-roaming cat grants.
Oftentimes, and as a child, and thankfully, you know, my parents have changed their view of this, it was, you know, oh, you have that pet and they didn't want to take care of it anymore. We'll take it to the dairy. And that was their euphemism for just letting it go. And it just broke my heart. And oftentimes people don't realize when they have, especially a cat, oh, just let it go. It can take care of itself. Those animals have such a horrible life. It's a reduced length of life. Their quality of life is reduced. And then the way they impact the environment, the way they're taking out the birds, the wildlife that's out there, it is a horrible impact.
I think for the free-roaming cats, one of the things that we look at when we're assessing the grants for the free-roaming cats is particularly there's colonies that are being done. And we actually provide or request reporting on the grant money that we give out for every grant we give out. But for free-roaming cats, one of the things that we measure to see what the impact is the number of cats that were not altered in those colonies at the beginning. And we shoot for 100% of the animals being altered at the end of the grant cycle. So they may have a one-year grant to provide spay and neuter for a free-roaming cat colony. And one of the measures that we look at is how many more kittens have been born in that colony after or during the program. And what our findings have been is that with free-roaming cat grants is that we're seeing a lower number of kittens coming into shelters, which again kind of shows that that free-roaming cat that's out there, whether it's with or without a home, they are the ones who are producing a lot of the kittens that are coming in, whether that's the tom or the actual female cat. So we are seeing some, you know, great impact in being able to focus on free-roaming cats, getting those cats altered and letting them continue to live out their life where they are, but also being able to reduce the number of homeless cats that are coming into shelters.
And decreasing that number is so important. So many people think that just because a pet also, and I think that goes along with the education that you folks are doing, that just because it was a feral cat, a free roaming cat, that there's really no chance of getting it adopted, making it a good family pet. But that's not the case, is it?
Well, some organizations have done a great job of incorporating in when they're out there doing the colony sterilizations, that if there are young kittens there that can be socialized and adopted, that that is happening, that they're able to work with different foster programs and get them into those programs and into adoptions. So that is a great part of the program. One of the other areas that we are providing some funding in, and since you mentioned the kittens, is a foster program. It's called Fostering for Rockstars. And this is a great program where we provide mentorship for organizations who want to set up a foster kitten program. So how many people want to go out there and, you know, foster those young, cute, little, tiny kittens? Or even for those individuals who are like, well, I really want my child to experience, you know, kittens in the home and birth. Being a foster parent is one way to do that. And we know that so many organizations could use assistance with fostering, you know, those young kittens when they come in. And so we do have that program available as well to help organizations learn how to set up a very robust foster volunteer program under our Fostering for Rockstars.
I love, and is it Fostering for Rock or one more time?
Well, we call it Fostering for Rockstars, R-O-C-K. So we're like, you're a rock star if you're fostering those kittens and getting them adopted.
Fabulous. If people wanted to learn more about PetSmart Charities, where can they go? Can they get involved?
Absolutely. So on our website, we have several different ways. We have a Facebook page, which we're very, we keep that updated and we're very excited about it. We also are on Twitter. We're frequent speakers at conferences, so if any animal welfare or advocates out there and is going to one of the upcoming conferences, there'll probably be a PetSmart charity speaker there because we're often on that circuit. We have opportunities on our website to sign up for our email list. We also have, you know, free e-cards. We have the opportunity for people to share their adoption stories and post those up there. And then, of course, if anyone's interested in providing funding to PetSmart charities and making a donation, you'll also receive upcoming information on events that we have, as well as the news of our grants that we're awarding out.
And I love the fact that you do such a good job of your stewardship of making sure the dollars are truly going where they need to go.
Thank you. I'm very proud to work for this organization, as you can probably tell. And I just think that we're doing such an amazing job. And we have kind of been the silent one behind there, the kind of the convener. But we're so excited to be able to get out there more and be able to do more for the organizations through the generous donations that we receive.
Well, I've been talking with Ms. Julie White. She is a PetSmart Charities, telling us all the fabulous things that they're doing to help animals in your community and across the United States. If you want more information, please go to her website or ours. You can learn more about PetSmart Charities and see how you want to become involved. And if you want to get involved in making sure that you are doing the best job that you can to be a great pet owner, please tune in again next week to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. We'll have more information on how you can totally enjoy your pet. Thanks for listening.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets. straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.